unbelievable. You know, I think I was on a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it would have been difficult for them playing against a Premier League team. But I think the result on the on Friday night, so the 1-0 down in Limerick, I think that set it up. I think if they really did their work there, and last night they were fantastic, deserved to win the game. They made everybody sweat, you know, but at the end of the day, all that matters is that they won the game and they're in the Premier Division.
Yeah, it's amazing the work that Ollie has done. He's got them all working together, and it's him that says it mostly. They're just a group of players that all work together. There's no standouts, and he reckons there's 20 players that are just squad players. But it'll be different when you go up in the Premier League, I suppose.
Well, look, listen, I think, first of all, he needs to get tremendous credit, because over the last 2 years, he's worked really hard. He's gone out. I'm sure he's watched game after game. He's brought in players from all around the county. And as you say, he's got them working together, and that's what got them there in the end. And I think they had a great start, and the fact that they sort of overcame maybe the disappointment of not going up automatically to win the two games, UCD and Limerick, I think that speaks volumes for the team's spirit. But it's a massive difference. And I know it's a one-off game, but what they're going up to now, week in, week out, quality opposition, quality players, big games, it's something to look forward to. It's something to relish. But I hope that he's given the opportunity to go and add the squad with maybe one or two experienced players and maybe one or two players that we haven't seen before. But it's going to be fantastic. You know, you've got Derry, Sligo coming to Finn Park. You'll have Shamrock Rovers, Bohemians. It's wonderful. But they must learn from the last time they went up, strengthen in the right areas. And he will have to be a bit ruthless, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be tough on him, as you say. But and the fact that they'll be travelling a lot less, it actually went up into the Premier Division, as you say, Sligo, Derry, Dundalk, Drogheda, Galway. You know, compared to they were going to Waterford, Cove. You know, it's amazing. Wexford, as you say, you know, they're a lot closer games this year, so there'll be a lot of big gates. Hopefully, if things go well.
Well, I think financially, you know, people are going to want to watch Sligo, watch Derry. You know, those games take care of themselves. You know, they're going to want to watch Shamrock Rovers. They're going to want to watch Dundalk. They're going to want to watch St Pat's. So I think the home gates will be a lot bigger than what they've been. And as you say, the travelling's cut out. But even for the players themselves, it's such a difference to go and play in the likes of Daly Mount Park or Oriel Park, where there's a bit of an atmosphere, there's a crowd. You know, players raise their game for that anyway. So all round, it's a positive effect. And what I'm saying is I just hope he's given the resources to make them competitive, because what they must do is stay up. It doesn't matter how they stay up, they must just stay up.
It's a big thing, because I heard someone talking about Limerick and about their budget week in, week out compared to what Van Harps are. Sure, you're going up into that league, as you say, with teams with big, big budgets that can get whatever players they want, basically.
Look, listen, we'll be talking, I'm sure, in a bit about the likes of Sligo and Derry and the budget they had this year, and look how they struggle, you know. So it really is, as I say, you know, people get the euphoria right now is fantastic, but people, hopefully he'll sit back and analyse. And as I say, week in, week out, you're coming up against better opposition. Your mistakes will be punished, and you won't be creating as many chances. So you really do have to have one or two quality players in there.
Absolutely. And mentioning Derry, it's a club up here everybody follows too. And Paul Higgerty, fantastic job when he went in for the last six or seven games there, and done a great job with them, and decided not to stay with the club, and Kenny Shields coming in as manager.
Yeah, strange one. Obviously, I've been following that, and you know, I've known Paul since my time at, I think when I was managing Sligo, Paul was the assistant at Derry. He obviously went in there. I think they were at their lowest ebb. You know, he's a great motivator, very good organiser, very professional, and he obviously did the job that was asked of him. It's a strange one. But from what I heard, the job was his to turn down, and he turned it down, and you know, only Paul and the people at Derry will know that. But I think in Kenny Shields, he's a guy that I know very, very well. I know when I was doing my coaching licences, my pro licence, my A licence, Kenny was actually one of the assessors working with the IFA at the time. So personally, I've spent a lot of time with him. He's obviously got the experience of Kilmarnock. He's got the experience of far afield now. I think this will be new to him, the League of Ireland. I think the pressure of managing Derry, you know, I think Kenny's only managed the likes of Coleraine and Ballymena. We're probably, you know, the pressure wouldn't be the same as will be at Derry City. But look, he's an experienced football man. He understands the game, and I'm quite sure he'll have good contacts, because a club like Derry, you know, they'll need to bring players in themselves as well.
he'll have plenty of contacts, as you say, around the northwest region with Benin, Coleraine and places like that. So
I'm not even talking just about local contacts. You know, Kenny will have contacts in Scotland, and that's the point I was trying to make with Finn Harps. When you go into the Premier Division, your recruitment is key. You're going to have to recruit quality players, or players who are on the way to being quality players, if you know what I mean. You know, young players on the way up. And your network of contacts is vital in that, and that's where it really comes to play in the Premier Division. Not the First Division, not so much. But Kenny Shields will have contacts in England and Scotland and further afield, and I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two players from Scotland and those sort of places coming into Derry City.
Yeah, and back then to Sligo, they're on the hunt again for a manager. It's not a job you'd be interested in yourself again, I suppose.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. You know, Sligo Rovers is very, very close to my own heart. I look at the first results for I look every week. You know, I got my first break in senior management with Sligo. I had a very successful time. You know, I left for another opportunity. I would relish the opportunity to go back and reinvigorate the football side of the club there, because off the park, the club has just taken stride after stride. You know, the facilities, the pitch, the Shugrounds pitch is probably one of the best in the country. You know, the stands, the training facilities, they're top-notch, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, over the last, and to be honest with you, it hasn't really happened over the last year. Over the last probably 2 years, again, recruitment at Sligo has been poor, and that creeps up on you. And, you know, going from a team that's challenging for leagues and challenging for cups to a team that never really got out of the blocks this year, you know, that's been down to poor recruitment. But it's a job, of course, it would interest me, you know. I'm a football manager. I'm looking to get back in, and I would love the opportunity to go back to Sligo and finish off maybe some of the work that I started sort of 10 years ago. You know.
Yeah, because it's funny, this northwest region, the people are, their fans are crying out for success, and if any of the Sligo, Finn Harps, Derry City, if any of them's going well, the grounds are jam packed every week. So people are hungry for success up this area.
Listen, I can think back to 2004 when I was managing Sligo Rovers. It was my second or third match in charge. We played Finn Harps at Finn Park. I think we lost 2-0. That was the year Finn Harps won the league. There was 5,000 or 6,000 people there, you know. And, you know, I remember when we played Derry City at Sligo in the Cup semi-final 2 years later with 6,500 people there. That's the potential for both those clubs, you know. And unfortunately, it's the same in any sport. Look, if you're successful, people will come and watch. People will want to be associated. But it's having the bravery, it's having the desire to commit financially to try and create that success, but create it without being stupid and without getting the club into trouble.
Yeah, that's it. But just we'll change tact a bit. The FAI Senior Cup final tomorrow, probably the two best teams in the country, possibly, with Dundalk champions and playing Cork City, so it should be a good occasion tomorrow.
Definitely the two best teams in the country, and you know, they're the two best teams probably over the last two seasons, and they've gone toe-to-toe, and I'm sure it'll be a fantastic game. It's one of those matches that, to be honest with you, there's very, very little to call between the two sides. I personally feel that I just think Dundalk really have the bit between their teeth, and I just think they're all around a better team, and they've just one or two better quality players. But Cork will come up with a fantastic support. They'll come up with a desire to try and win a trophy. They'll be disappointed with last year losing the league. They'll be disappointed with this year. So, you know, they've a lot to play for. But in the cold light of day, I'll have to say that I think Dundalk will just have a bit too much.
Stephen Kenny's a class job down there, but there's some connections here with Donegal, of course. Johnny Dunleavy, captain of Cork. Stephen O'Donnell's father's from Dunlow here in Donegal, so a bit of connections with both teams.
Well, Stephen O'Donnell's a player that I know very well. I brought him back from Falkirk to Bohemians, and for me, you know, that was 6-7 years ago. He was one of the best midfielders in the league then. He's got even better. He's matured. I think Stephen is now has that ability to control the tempo of a game. His forward passing is as good as you're going to see, and he's a top class bloke. And you know, I'm delighted for Stephen. You know, I remember I actually had him at Dundalk, was about to sign him, and he came into the office, I think it was the last day of the transfer window, and told me that he had an offer from Shamrock Rovers. I couldn't match the offer, but I wished him all the best, you know. And Stephen, as I say, top player, and he's one of the reasons why I think, you know, Dundalk just have, there's Stephen, there's Richie Towell, there's young Gannon at right back. You know, there's one or two players that I just think Dundalk have the edge.
Yeah, and I don't know what you think yourself, but it's with it being on TV tomorrow and all the stuff that goes on, football isn't as we're saturated with it on TV, and it's nice to see people going out. But we could do with an excellent cup final to maybe advertise the league or give it a good profile, maybe.
Do you know the problem sometimes with our cup final? It's sometimes the weather dictates the type of game you're going to get. I don't know if you remember when St. Pat's and Derry played in the cup final, and the wind was atrocious. So I think if we get a good day tomorrow. The Aviva Stadium is a perfect stadium, and to be fair, you know, it's a great occasion, and both sets of supporters will be colourful, will be noisy, and I just think you're right. I think it's the showpiece for our league. It's on TV, and you've got the two best teams in the country. I hope both of them go out and play open football. I know there's a lot of stake. Both of them want to win, but there's too many good players in the show, I think, for us not to have a really entertaining game.
Yeah, hopefully, and you're fancying Dundalk in it, aren't I?
I'm fancying Dundalk, yeah, you know, I just think, as I say, they've just one or two quality players. I'm sure Cork will fight to the very end. Now, Cork have Carl Shepherd is a very dangerous striker. You know, he scored 12 goals this year. Again, a player I know myself. But so they've got one or two players. But I'm just gonna if you have to stick my neck out, I'm gonna say Dundalk.